107.7 FM, on your finger. You ain't waiting for some.
And always on the Civic Media app. Used to be.
ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu.
Vice President Harris last night became the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, securing commitments from enough delegates to clinch. Earlier, in a visit to campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, she rallied staffers with tales of her experience as a prosecutor. Campaigns in Milwaukee today. Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a quitter and the worst U.S. president, and went on to call the vice president a million times worse. Chinese state media reports rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas signed a declaration in Beijing, ending a years-long rift. But the two sides have said this many times before that they've worked together and failed to do so. This is ABC. Delta Airlines still hobbled by last Friday's global tech outage, canceled at least 1,100 flights on Monday. This call still a stop for
flights Friday night at 9:30. And I got 6 attempts delayed.
Cancellations clustered around Delta's hubs in Minneapolis, Detroit, and Atlanta. Brian Summers, an airline observer, Nick says Delta needs to figure out how it can't fully get back in the air after United and American have. A brick two-car garage with a car inside. This woman, a neighbor.
Scary. When they're parking them and moving them, they're loud and feels like they're coming through their house. So I can't even imagine. She said it sounded like an earthquake.
A low of 63 for the overnight hours.
Back in the 90s,
scattered showers possible.
On the place.
More
Richard
rain
Cantu,
possible 80s. On Tuesday
Bad
afternoon.
On air.
And a
Don
high
Ellingson
of 82.
Is our guest. He's one of the
Tuesday
co-directors
night,
of the Eau Claire
60.
Coupe League.
Wednesday, 77. Lower humidity. Sunny and nice for both Thursday and Friday. And temperatures in the lower 80s. For Saturday, sunny and pleasant with a high of 85.
You called the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Mr. Vance,
really
when
do.
You say mass deportation,
all
what do those words
your black
actually
dresses
tell me how you're going to identify.
Y'all know
tell me where you're going to put those people.
You know
something like a mass deportation.
That ain't in that box there in front of you. Can't I just get an amen? Y'all just get out of here. I got the best view ever now that I'm way up here.
Until 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hurry up, preacher.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
Here's what Wisconsin is doing. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin police yesterday endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democrats. Ed Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump. Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alex Babb, and this is Civic
Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from sports. Brewers and Cubs battle at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Boston makes some costly errors in the field. Wants the game to 3-1. Brewers manager Matt Murphy.
NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting. Jordan Love.
Sports from Mike Clements. This is your hometown radio, The Fresh. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rod Price in the overnight. Partly cloudy skies. One or two showers or thunderstorms. Otherwise, light winds and lower 60s by sunrise. On your Tuesday, a little patchy fog. Then we'll see showers and storms. Highs will warm to the lower 80s. Some of the rain locally heavy. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Pitelow joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we talk about Protestant churches. Make sure you join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Gave him so much love that
you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Then we all got the end of this and we watched John Kennedy die.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Stephen Hawk. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, leave a comment there on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that email continues to actively grow. Very excited to have our friend and colleague join us. We've been a very, very busy man. Todd Alba joining us from Civic Media's world headquarters, high above State Street, just a block off the Capitol. Todd Alba is here. Nice job. Yesterday afternoon, Todd Alba.
Time is a construct.
No, he put together a special report in the last minute yesterday, and it really was excellent. I watched the whole thing. We had Tricky Olsenon and Matt Flynn and Savannah did a great job, and our news team was scrambling all over the place, so well done.
I think we need to put a request in for Matt Nair on air.
Yetis,
or just mugs, you know, just put it out there to the merch gods of Civic.
We'll put it on our wish list, among our many other things on our wish list. Jack, you were not surprised by the announcement yesterday, were you?
No, it wasn't, because, you know, I'm a member of Democrats as well, from my reporting, our reporting, that I kind of had a heads up on this middle to end of last week. And, you know, look, nothing's for certain, obviously, because at the end of the day, it was President Biden's decision to make. So all inside indicators pointed to it would happen at the weekend, and it's like on Sunday, and it did. I was a little bit of a I'm gonna have to
that you're innocent, that you don't know where the time went. That trace of perfume is smoking in. So you can turn right around, go back to where you just been. Take a look at all you've been missing, but you won't be here when the morning comes.
Absolutely. I think you said it perfectly. And to me, it is a display of integrity. And selflessness, as you said, and love of country over self. And no one would ever have that conversation with Donald Trump and say, you know what, you're not doing so well when you go out and talk about sharks and batteries and this isn't helping and maybe you should, you know, try not to do that. Again, when we talked for the last hour, it's just every time he does something egregious, they just lower the bar.
And I think that there's going to be a stark contrast now. I mean, other people have said it. All these folks, all these voters, who I get it, and I think these are real feelings, and people are entitled to them as real. All these people saying, really? Two old white guys? That's all we got, folks? That's the best choice we have in America? Well, guess what? It no longer is. Chevrolet, now you have a vibrant Gen Xer, first woman, first and person, woman of color, potentially president of the United States, versus Donald Trump. Together, you have a woman who was a successful attorney general in California and put sex offenders away. That's how she was trained by the way, as attorney general in California. The contrast could not be more stark.
Well, we're already seeing some of the attacks that they're going to launch at her. Again, she's not qualified. She's my favorite. And we talked about this a month or two ago. She's a loud laugher. She's a loud lady laugher, and we can't have the triple L's. We can't have the triple L's because, I don't know, it's a rip in the fabric of our society.
I mean, you know what? I think that's the case. I think because if you go around Wisconsin and you have a spotted cow or a lightning or whatever it brings, guess what? People laugh. People have fun. And I think that the majority of Wisconsinites can relate to a real human being. But by the way, she's not afraid to laugh at herself. And in self-deprecating humor, you never find from Donald Trump. Over the weekend, we have to cut the play later, but you guys do it well. With Trump's famous speech of the weekend,
disrespectful. Was that, you know, and regardless of how you think of either people, Reagan, Clinton, Obama, even George W. Bush, and they all had a sense of humor. They were able to laugh and have fun. That's something that endears the people. Donald Trump's complete inability to grasp joy is disconcerting for many reasons. But the fact that people look at him and go, that's my president, like, but he's never having fun. Even when he looks like he's having fun, he doesn't look like he's having fun.
Well, and my whole thing with Donald Trump is he laughs at other people. He does not, he never laughs at himself. He likes to make up mean nicknames for people. That makes him laugh. I think the kind of humor that he enjoys is mean.
Instead of punching up in his so-called jokes or comedy, which rarely ever is. I think that Kamala Harris is what we're going to get. My gosh, she was somebody in sweats and tennis shoes like Peter Paul, the vice president's residence yesterday, like everybody else on Sunday afternoon.
Kellyanne Conway said on Sunday on Fox, she does not speak well, she does not work hard, and she should not be the standard bearer for the party. Donald Trump, in his last year in office, didn't come downstairs until 11 o'clock in the morning. Please don't tell me what a heartbreak Democratic guy that Donald Trump was. He spent almost an entire year over his 4 years.
He called
an
entire year.
Listen, the more songs you hear, not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Community, WRCO-FM 100.9.
Over his alleged injured ear that day golfing. Somebody who shows up with a Tampax on his head the next day. So, you know, I'm not sure what that was all about. But I think you made a great point, and it is, and Greg, that this move by Joe Biden has put Trump world into disarray. They wanted to run against Joe Biden. They were hoping. Between last night, Trump goes on in the middle of the night, basically saying Joe is in line. He is wanting Donald Trump. And Chris LaCamita, he runs Trump Boy, today in Ron Johnson's campaign in Wisconsin. I can tell the world affairs everybody knows him personally, and I can tell you this is not what they wanted, because they don't know how to run against Donald Trump.
And that's something that shows the fact he said before, was that now that she is running, they have to throw away the poorly written script they had in the first pass. And with all of this, you know, now they're running to DEI, sexism, her laugh, all these things. They're just kind of making it easier for people to make a decision. And like you said before, Todd, $60 million in less than 24 hours. That's a big deal.
And you bring up a good point, Greg. All these laundry lists are going to be here. It's going to come fast and furious. I would just encourage people, don't get distracted by noise. All right? However your feelings are about Kamala Harris or anything else, look at the other side. Look at the other side of 34 times convicted felons, covered from libel, sexual assault, legally raped, and ask yourself, which person would you like to be in the system? Which person would you like to be approached from this kid following lawsuits, or baseball, or softball? And I don't think the influence will be very different.
Well, he's never, I mean, Trump has never been a role model for anyone. And you certainly wouldn't want your kids, I hope you don't want your kids to hear what he is.
He would disagree with him. He thinks he's a role model for very successful.
Robert McFarland, living in Madison, and listening to Madison at MBX, Trump to Kamala, what have you ever done? Kamala, put away people like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
855-752-4842 if you would like to chime in. Karina, I see you on the line. We will take you when we are on the other side. Don't forget, August 15th, be a voter.
Be cool.
Be cool. Voters are cool. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're registered. It's a very, very important election. And so is November. Yeah. We'll continue the conversation. You're listening to Matt Mayer on here. Coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve, when only the highest quality of care will do. Remember, Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized
news
ones
from
also.
The center,
we also
WRCE.
Have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter.
There,
and
Carrie
for the
Joy,
farmers, we have fencing supplies, water
minute.
Tanks, bale
today,
feeders,
I'm
monk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland
drugs.
Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate
store.
Your business.
I am not talking about saving
you. Pappas Trading Post in Arena. Is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
but you can't find it online.
Hi, and they this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy called Pathway is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors
good
this
morning,
year.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on
these sponsors
air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, Sweet Cal
Meister
B,
Cheese,
on the board,
Subway,
coming to you
Richland
live from
Center,
our studio
Goplin
in downtown
Insurance,
Waukesha. You can join us.
Center,
you can
Royal
call,
Bank,
you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you watch on Facebook,
and the Village
YouTube,
of Muscadine.
And what used to be
again,
Twitter, our friend and colleague Tom Alba is here. You can catch him right after our show from noon to 2 p.m. across the network. We've been talking about President Biden's decision yesterday to not run for a second term. And this new conspiracy theory, Todd, just apparently hitting the airwaves. Now they're questioning the legitimacy of President Biden's withdrawal because they say that on the press release, the release that he put out yesterday, they think his signature was forged.
When they said I do, I jumped up and said thank you.
Calvin, can we get a dun-dun-dun queued up or something? My goodness.
Well, here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. This is what we're going to see. Because like they say,
he's scratching
the Biden
my dog's head. He thinks he's got a key on.
They thought that was right down down to contrast. You know, and he's just the media politics. My race used to be. And this
is
the esteem perceived as stronger and more decisive. Oftentimes, a candidate who might be more intellectual, smart, and capable. In politics,
every morning he gets
reality.
Up, fires up
and
my
so
old truck. He used to work one job, thanks to her now he's got two. I'll even let him believe that he stole her from me. But one day I'm going to send him an hour.
Rub-a-dub-a-dub-a-dub.
He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head. He thinks he's got H-E-R right down to a T. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head. He thinks he's got a key on. Right down to the
yep.
He's just the next of my old used to be. He's just the next of my old used to be.
One candidate was an attorney general who prosecuted sex offenders and put them in jail. The other candidate, in Donald Trump, is a convicted felon sex offender who wants to take away civil service jobs in communities all across Wisconsin and replace them with
yep.
All the way up. And that's the
here comes
and
heaven.
They don't want folks to know that. So
all set in place.
But what we are referring to, Todd, is Project 2025, and we've been talking about this, and we'll continue to talk about this. But, yes, it essentially would give Donald Trump the authority to fire 50,000 civil service workers and replace them with his loyalists. And I ask people to think of your least accomplished cousin.
I got five.
Think of your least accomplished cousin who's had a series of jobs, and he's never really been really good at anything. And, you know, he's kind of a screw-up, but he's a big Trumper, and that's all you need to be placed in a second Trump administration. And now he's the head of the EPA, although they're going to kill that team.
Yeah.
She's my night, my day.
That's what's coming to it. By the way,
just a kiss.
That was accurate. I simply meant that they're not engaged in the process and they don't care to be engaged in the process.
See, and that's why it's number one.
Here comes heaven. Like spring soft and warm. I give my life to keep her from harm.
She makes my heart sing.
I don't want to hear about it. Verify some of the reporting I've seen from a couple of different places.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's really not. Karina from Milwaukee has been waiting a long time. Thank you for your patience, Karina. What did you want to say?
That jumps to conclusions.
Hi, everybody.
What the future may hold. I don't care to carry on about nothing proven. This time I'm losing control.
Cause
it's a little like heaven when I kiss yours. It's a little unlike me, but I'm thinking that this is gonna be big and strong. The kind of love that just keeps going on.
Thank you so much for listening, Karina. Thank you for calling. I agree with you. They're already setting some of the groundwork now about what was he complaining about? He doesn't want the next one to be on ABC because it's unfair because George Stephanopoulos is mean to him. And so now he wants it to be on Fox. But
Jake Tapper's been mean to him for like 6 years and completely just rolled out the red carpet.
Absolutely. So I think he's going to debate her.
I went out today and bought you a rock. It may be little baby, but what we got is gonna be big and strong. The kind of love that just keeps going on.
Yes, yes.
It really blows my mind.
Is going
this
to be
one smart person, and he is not going to take crap from people, and Donald Trump knows it, and he's scary.
Bill from Rokan and Watt, we just got about a minute and a half left. Bill, thank you for calling, sir. What did you want to say? Thanks for calling. Thank you for listening. Yeah, I would be very surprised if he would debate her. And Bill is absolutely right. Go to YouTube and look for Kamala and Bill Barr. Because she does it so calmly and with such confidence. And yeah, if that's the way she's going to handle herself, Donald Trump is going to change.
Remember this, when the knocks against her was that she was too middle of the road. She had a strong record on crime. Guess what? That's going to serve her very well in the general election against Donald Trump.
Todd Alba, thank you so much for your time, my friend. Catch his show from noon to 2 p.m. right after us across the Civic Media Radio Network. Who should be Kamala's VP? We'll take your calls when we come back. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Center, WRCE.
ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu.
Vice President Harris last night became the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, securing commitments from enough delegates to clinch. Earlier, in a visit to campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, she rallied staffers with tales of her experience as a prosecutor.
Predators who abuse women. Fraud
campaigns in Milwaukee today. Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a quitter and the worst U.S. president, and went on to call the vice president a million times worse. Chinese state media reports rival Palestinian faction Fatah and Hamas signed a declaration in Beijing, ending a years-long rift. But the two sides have said this many times before that they've worked together and failed to do so. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Elsa. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
Every day, our president will have the American people. We are deeply, deeply grateful for the service to our nation.
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Brendan Fraser likes Ike and will portray him in a new film called Pressure. The film tells the story of the D-Day invasion where troops storm the beaches of Normandy. The Oscar-winning actor portrays the Supreme Allied Commander Eisenhower. Variety reports that Ripley star Andrew Scott will portray Britain's chief meteorological officer, James Stagg. Stagg informed Eisenhower of weather conditions that were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Depart from the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2020 inauguration, the meanest thing that he ever did was before Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris. Life,
well, he must have thought
for more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. Civic Media, Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist
some
Scott
gal would
Brian
giggle and I'd get rid of some guy's laugh and I'd bust his head, I'll tell you. Life ain't easy for a one-named suit.
Under Tuesday, patchy fog.
Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got
mean. Right now, it's 67.
Roam from town to town to hide my shame.
Nightline with Pete Schwab.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwab Haba?
Well, it was got me out of here and made you laugh. I just hit town and the more you know,
it's just a Schwab Haba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
On the street of
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 at your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had.
In summertime in Wisconsin, whatever the weather,
and I knew
it
that
will impact you and your plants.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Turn on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
He went down, but tomorrow. Surprise. Come up with
on
a knife and cut off a piece
Green
of my
Bay
ear.
On the home court, host
but I busted a chair right across his teeth and
Dennis,
crashed through
and
the wall
author Linda
into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood
with
and the beard.
Weeknight 7 till 9.
I tell
you're
you,
listening
I fought
to pre-recorded
tougher men,
content produced
but I really
by
can't
Civic
remember
Media.
When. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cussing.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Kelvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, and that air on here has a strict policy of loudly laughing are encouraged.
Yeah, I mean, we have a loudly laughing hosting the show.
Yes,
I love your laughing. No, it's a great fight,
and I know you hate me and got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do.
We are talking, we've been talking all morning, obviously, about President Biden announcing yesterday he will not be seeking his second term. And wanted to get your takes on who would like to see Vice President Kamala Harris should she become the Democratic nominee, which is pretty likely. Who would you like to see run with Harris? First, though, Angie from Monroe, thank you for your patience, Angie. You have been waiting a long time. What do you want to say?
And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm going to name him
Bill or George, anything but Sue.
And I'd like Mr. Goldman for a vice president. I just like the way he sounds, the way he talks, and when he speaks, and I know he's seen the first. So have a great day.
Thank you so much, Angie. Really appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much for listening.
It started way back in third grade.
Is she talking about Goldman from Florida?
I used to sit beside him in
I am not quite sure. There's a big NBC News article about who Kamala Harris could possibly be considering as a running mate. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Yeah.
Who's kind of a mock. I mean, he's a Democrat and he's in Kansas. Or Kentucky, rather.
That would be if that could possibly deliver Kentucky, which would be huge.
I read what she wrote.
He entered the national conversation after he was reelected in November 2021 by 5% of votes. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who agree ticket is that, but I think strategically, it's not a good move.
I would agree with you. And I really like Pete Buttigieg, and he speaks and contains so many facts at his fingertips.
Very much like Bill Clinton, where he just starts talking. How do you remember all that?
It's remarkable to see him talk to some of these lawmakers when they're questioning him.
Ain't much change.
He has the same attitude that, and I mean attitude in the best possible way. He has the same delivery, I should say, as Kamala Harris, which is very much like, okay, you want to play this game?
I'm calm.
We can do this.
Yeah, I'm calm. I don't have to yell at you. I just have all the facts at my fingertips.
Also, he would be, I think, the only person with military experience. Or did
J.D. Vance? Well, as far as the Democrats go,
yeah,
you might be right there.
He served, but I just don't see. I think he needs to break out and do his thing and really put himself out there on his own because he's got enough to offer.
I agree with you. Another consideration: North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Kamala's potential running mates. This would be my pick. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona.
That there's so much that goes into that. And I think when we talked about this yesterday, we were texting back and forth. Never forget, Joe Biden won Arizona in 2020. That is, as the former president would say, huge. And I think that Mark Kelly, along with his energy, story, from Arizona, I think there's a lot of impact in putting him on the very, very short list, if not picking him up.
A Goldman from New York, former impeachment attorney. Now I guess for clarifying that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Representative Jeff Jackson from North Carolina. This is Scott from St. Louis. Goldman sits next to Jasmine Brock. Thank you, Ken. Harrison Mark Kelly. Or Harrison Beto O'Rourke. I wouldn't bank on Beto.
I'm sorry, but Beto is just kind of he's not. No. His moment has passed, and his heart for Texas is big and beautiful, just like the state itself. But he's just not a man.
Liz from Saukville, yes, Pete Buttigieg for VP. Liz Cheney, a true unified ticket. I have respect for Liz Cheney, for what she did in serving on the January 6th commission, and for standing up for what used to be the Republican Party. At the same time, Liz Cheney continued the lie that Democrats believe enough in abortion up the most of her, which is not. And she has always parroted that. And so that's where I would have to say.
I saw someone also saying, you would buy the whole thing, but Mitt Romney on the ticket. The Democrats, and I would say the same thing with Republicans, that the tables were turned. We were in this situation for them. Neither party owes the other anything. We don't have to put someone from the other party on to gather votes. That's right. Not what this is about.
Right. Right.
And Liz Cheney, I don't want to say she's not owed this, because she's not owed a few on the Democratic ticket, but she did what she needed to do. She paid the price for it in committee and re-election, and Kinzinger did as well. So, God love them. They're wonderful. I'm glad they stood up. I wish they were still in office making waves, but no. Sorry. No to Mitt Romney. No to Liz Cheney. I do really, I mean, unless someone comes ahead and says that here's even better, I do like Mark Kelly.
Well, he was a combat fighter.
He's a combat fighter. He was an expert. Yeah, and he's also the team. Let's also look from he's also very popular. He's also very positive and wonderful. The story with me in his life as far as her brushed with gun violence. There's a story to tell there, and he served his country in so many ways. And to me, him stepping up would be amazing story to give the people.
And I saw something earlier this morning that said Republicans are afraid of Mark Kelly because he's Teflon. Because he is, again, combat.
Yeah.
He can't ask for that. You know, so it will be interesting to see. Lisa from Middleton listening here on WAUK. I really like Andy Beshear, but we're not going to get Kentucky, Roy Cooper, or Josh Shapiro. It would be great because we can get North Carolina from Pennsylvania. Mark Kelly being a senator, I think it passed. The governor would be better. The only thing with Mark Kelly, Lisa, that I would say is that Arizona has a Democratic governor right now, so if Mark Kelly were to elect to run, you should get to appoint a Democrat in that Senate.
Correct. Kamala Harris was also a senator. So the formula works. I don't think Josh Shapiro should. I think he's great. Josh is wonderful. Very. Another magnetic personality, but I think personally, he needs to stay in Pennsylvania because he's very popular and he has a lot of support from independents, Republicans, and from Democrats. This is a guy who's probably going to make a run on his own. I don't think and Pennsylvania, I'm not as worried about, you know. I think, especially now, I think the Democrats have a good chance of taking Pennsylvania. I don't
first
think
time
Shapiro,
that I met her, she was born
he can make
John
it or break it,
run.
But I just don't think it delivers it in the same way that it makes it just make sense. 21.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. Dance. What's your opinion on this?
When they played her favorite song,
it
didn't stop till everybody else was gone.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think
I'm going to change her name, but she don't know it yet.
Just fascinating.
She's what I've been praying someday God puts in.
I
ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl.
Because, you know, Mike Johnson was complaining about Joe Biden stepping down.
Best friend's
Biden
tired of hearing
me
talk about her smile.
Right now, and,
he says, you've only known her for a little
while. Well, and I think, too, thank you so much, Mark. And I think going
Mama
forward again,
saying,
that we have some very clear choices as far as what kind of future we want to see from this country. Do we want to see more power consolidated in the executive branch and just turn everything over to the office of the presidency? With this really unmatched power that is the goal of Agenda 47 and Project 2025? Or do we want to, I don't know, keep voting and holding elections and having our votes count and the right to choose what we want to do with our bodies?
Do you like freedom? Then tell me why you like that.
I'll pick the perfect drink,
but
I'll pick the perfect time.
Ask her these are all great. These are all great suggestions. That are coming through. It'll be interesting to see where they take it in the next few days because they're going to have to announce something in the next week or so because they got the DNC coming up.
I'm going to change your name.
the DNC ratings wise now, and I'm looking from a pure, like, popular media. It's going to be, I mean, I didn't have much of a desire to go down there. I'm like, can I just carry some bags?
Now you want to go.
I'll go down there. I'll carry someone's bag.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Who would be your pick for Kamala Harris's VP? Should she become a Democratic nominee for president, which looks pretty good. Rob from Fort Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for calling us.
Good morning. Great show, as usual. I have a thought. The individuals that they're being bandied about, I'm marry that girl. In their respective, you know, governorships and senates and such, I would argue that Democrats should look with those that are sitting on the bench right now. There's a deep pool of outstanding individuals.
Attention, DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Basketball for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Basketball today.
So, Rob, who would you consider, you know, who's waiting in the wings?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't
get ready for the plane, fire, and EMS celebration. Join the fun this weekend for a weekend packed with fun and excitement. Kicking off Friday night, groove to live music from High Mileage. Enjoy live entertainment, delicious food, and refreshing cold drinks all weekend long. Bring the family for a youth baseball tournament, volleyball, beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. On Sunday, savor a mouth-watering chicken barbecue starting at noon, and don't miss the grand parade at 11 a.m. Saturday night, Sean Shell will perform from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Plus, kids can enjoy a pedal pole and fire truck ride. It's the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration. July 26th through 28th.
Be there for an
unforgettable weekend.
At least we can all know that it will not be Joe Manchin, who was actually getting, his name was getting kicked around. Like, he was going to re-register as a Democrat.
Get out of here.
Opening of our store at 24530 Hope Lane in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Get out of here, Joe. Go back to your office. It's you and Bernie Sanders hanging out, not talking.
Thank you so much, Rob. Really appreciate you joining us.
West from Middleton,
former President Cat Grabber had better be careful, as his current opposition is a former prosecutor who knows how to grab
with the help of a registered nurse and explore our complete line of delicious Shapley products and standard process supplements. Store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. 5 p.m.
Kathy from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for joining us. We got about a minute and a half left.
Stop by and see us or call or text 647-6374 or 647-2175 and place your order. Let us help you feel your best. Nutrition Enterprises, your one-stop shop for health. We look forward to seeing you.
The other thing, you listened to Grossman yesterday. He said, do you really want an ethnic candidate? Hey, Mr. Grossman, last time I checked, more than 50% of the U.S. So women that the way that stop being so afraid and let a qualified woman step up.
Darn right.
Tell them, when girlfriend, loud lady laughers, night.
They're welcome here.
855, thank you, Kathy. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We got a couple calls on the line. Hang on, please. We will return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Do I lie or tell the truth? Is it fun to fix you?
WRCE. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Phelan, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to start restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Food League.
It's a Swedish yard team who talks of the time and left on your phone too.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Who's Han Luke?
Nice.
The salty baton.
Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the
Civic,
WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calvi coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Been talking all morning, obviously, about President Biden's decision not to seek a second term. And we've been talking this last 20 minutes or so about who you would like to see should she become the Democratic nominee, which looks pretty likely. Who would you like to see Vice President Kamala Harris pick as her running mate? Tom from LA on the line. Good morning, Tom.
All of the women I've loved in my life, all of my wife,
I think the perfect breakfast.
Eggs over easy and jelly toast. I think people are the same, no matter what they claim, from coast to coast.
Right, he's from Maryland. Yeah, yep, yep.
Puts things in a lot just to let us know. Like when you move in the yard and see a glass of water, being careful to spill by your little baby daughter. It's a love like that makes the world go round and around and around. With her mama's blue eyes and a smile just as sweet, you hear her as an angel with a little bare feet. She's all right here if you know where to search. You'll find a little heaven on earth.
Appreciate that, Tom. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842 would be your pick for a Harris ticket. Andrew from Maine, Harris Biden, 2024. Have Jody VP for a couple of years to back her up. Then he can step down in 2026 and appoint her another strong Gen Xer or even a millennial. Andrew, I think that would be a mistake.
I'm going to give you that a fair thumbs.
I just think that would be a mistake. Then the age question remains. And if something happens to Kamala Harris, then what?
Yeah.
So I just don't see that happening. Roberts, listening in Madison on WMDX, Harrison Vice Principal.
Okay. Feingold is just fine with me. The problem, I think, is someone who is unfortunately, he's been out of the game. He's, to us, he's great, but to the rest of the country, they have to now get to know him again.
Right.
Because he's been out of the Senate for so long.
Calvin, who do you need?
Well, I would like to keep Pete Buttigieg simply because I think he's the most well-equipped to spank J.D. Vance in a debate. But I understand strategically that's probably not the best option. I personally would favor, as far as the governors go, I would favor Whitmer over Roy Cooper. But I think you guys have both convinced me, and I was kind of leaning this way already, that Mark Kelly is a really strong.
I just think, and again, there's this article, we can put it in our show notes after the show is gets posted. The Republicans see Mark Kelly as a Teflon. How do you attack him? Although they managed to do that, I mean, they swift voted John Kerry, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure they'll find a way to.
Did he really go to space? I mean, and someone said here, can Obama be VP or Michelle? I mean, let's stop.
Michelle does not want to. She does not want to.
No, she has made clear in two books now, she's never going to run for office.
No, she doesn't want it. And I don't want to see it get forced on her. And she put in her time.
And I just saw a few texts come through mentioning Mark Cuban. I don't want a billionaire businessman. I want someone with legislative experience. I'm sorry, I don't care what party it is. I do not believe in this whole, I run a business so I can do things. That's fine. You can run a business. That's great. Be successful. But as we've seen, Tim Michaels tried to do it. Eric Huffney's trying to do it right now. And Donald Trump all came out. I'm a businessman. It's not the same. We need people with legislative experience and real gravitas and connections within the political world, not just something they're money.
Well, and government does not work like a business.
Absolutely not.
And for very specific reasons, because there are guardrails, supposed to be guardrails, within government. So, I don't know, you can't just jail people.
Even if the Supreme Court says you can.
Yeah, just, you know, little things like that. Carmella in Milwaukee, Jane and Greg, I want Mark Kelly for the VP pick. I just found out I'm going to the event tomorrow.
Oh!
VP and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Very cool, Carmella. Absolutely. Let us know how that goes. I would like to see the congressman from California who's currently running for the Senate. That's Tom from Grafton.
You
talking about how...
No.
Eric Huffney would fit under that definition.
He's not a congressman.
That's true. Sorry, he's a businessman. And the other thing, too, that I think will be interesting, if they're going to try and go after Kamala Harris for her lack of experience, she was a district attorney. She was the attorney general of California. She was a United States senator. And now she's had 3.5 years as Vice President of the United States. J.D. Vance has been in office for 18 months.
They were talking about Adam Schiff.
I don't see it.
I think California's not a good place to pull another candidate from. Also, one of the things, and this is something that has to be dealt with, is that the rules and events progressives did not like within the party, they felt Kamala was a little too close to law enforcement. That's a whole other conversation. But the law and border thing, sorry, that's right up the alley of some of these GOP people. And honestly, I don't personally agree with it. I think she was doing her job and, like, as Todd said, made her bones. Wait, sex offenders.
Right.
So I feel like to say she doesn't have the experience is trash.
It's ludicrous.
And dumb.
It's ludicrous. Teresa from Madison joining us. Good morning, Teresa. Thank you so much. You only got about a minute and a half. Teresa, what did you want to say?
That's fine. I like Mark Kelly. I don't want to spend time with him, but at the same time, I have two questions about something like the Governor Whitmer. Do we need a governor, so you have somebody with that, like, budgeting experience or whatever versus what Kamala has? And or would women on the ticket just be untenable to some people?
That's a real good point, Teresa. And we're going to have to wrap this up. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow.
Yeah.
Todd Alba is coming up right after the news. Stay tuned for Todd. Thank you so much, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for listening and calling and texting. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangent with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Alba Show. Y'all know what we all about.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media
media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers. Source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime, just find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is news from the 7-14 WRCW, 7.7 FM, 2.99 Seeker, and always on the Civic Media app.